Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's not too late to bench Patrick Mahomes. Welcome to a rare all three of our teams got their ass whooped edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Eagles hater, Daniel Hartigan. Went to the game this weekend, guys. Wouldn't recommend paying money to see that team. With us as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, are the Chiefs dead?
I can't really speculate on that. As you know, I'm a Bengals fan. But it's definitely concerning in Kansas City right now. Those people should be really worried about their team going forward.
Also, as always, we have Washington football team fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, are you fully tightening up at this point? Is it tighten up time?
Bro, yeah, the Titans didn't lose. I'm like, three of our teams lost.
Hey, lastly, joining the show today, we have a comedian, author, podcaster, Browns fan. We got Dan Wilbur. What's up, Dan?
Hey, this is just great to be here. My team won once this week.
Yes, me and my three favorite Dans.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Dan. One of your favorite Dans?
Absolutely.
You guys got to step it up, I think. I already made it.
Yeah, right. Splitting underneath Danny Terrio from Solid Gold.
Wow. That's a good pull. God.
Dan, how did you become a Browns fan? Is that just something that you were born into, or did you decide that?
I think that's the only way you become a Browns fan. I was alive when they sold the team to Baltimore, so there was a chance I'd be a Packers fan today if they never came back. So I just picked a spot on the map that was near Cleveland that wasn't Cincinnati.
Do you think that there's like some kind of a sliding doors situation where like you'd be a lot more happier and successful had you become a Packers fan?
Yes, for sure. I don't know. I was a kid, so I was like, I like the ones that are in the Super Bowl. I like the winners. I don't want any more losers in my life leaving town with their tail between their legs because a billionaire changed his mind about some stuff. But anyway, yeah, I was born into it. It's not pretty. It's a long storied history of just being disappointed. And that's pretty much where my life, that's an everyday thing for me. So that's
origin story.
Yeah. That's my origin story. Yeah. What if a Batman villain had chronic depression?
Yeah.
That's what we're after.
You got bit by a nuclear Bernie Kosar and now your life sucks.
Oh man, met him in line at a grocery store, but I was a baby, so it didn't count.
Yeah,
and my mom said, "Will you sign this baby?" That's what happened.
And Bernie Kosar signed your body.
Yeah, that's why
he signed my
fire. Yeah,
signed my little baby tits.
I think you're over Danny Terrio now. I think you might be my number four Dan.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I want to know who these other Dans are. Hey, let's don't reveal that yet, Dan, Jamel. Let's start the show. Every week we start by talking about what we hated about watching football the week before. It's an exercise in self-harm. We don't know why we do it, but we can't help ourselves. Danny, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
Oh, the spotlight. That's what I want to say is whenever someone shows true talent in this world, America loves to train the white-hot spotlight of their expectations on that person just to see if they'll break. It's a game to us. We love it. America's a land where everyone wants to be famous. So every unsuccessful loser out there thinks that if they got the opportunity that the more successful person on TV or in the NFL had, that they would somehow be better at it. And their resentment and self-loathing is the wattage that powers the spotlight. So I'm just going to say it. Patrick Mahomes is the Princess Di of our time.
Wow. That's,
it's out there. We as fans and all of sports media, we built him up to insane heights. We followed him around. We put him in all our ads. We got our spotlight trained on him from every angle. And so every other game now this season is in prime time. Every team plays us like it's their Super Bowl. So when the Chiefs team starts underperforming around Patrick Mahomes and he starts taking sacks and throwing ducks on the field, America sees a better opportunity in tearing him down. And now look, our beloved Pat Mahomes is wrapped around a pole on the highway, and you people couldn't be happier, could you?
They're just 3-4, man.
Another beautiful soul destroyed, Jamel, and it's on to the next one, isn't it? So good luck, Josh Allen, or Derrick Henry, or whatever new messiah you decide to anoint after this week. The spotlight's on you now, and the clock is ticking. I hope you at least get a Super Bowl out of it.
I just like that you ran a mile past Brett Favre. He's not Brett Favre. He's Princess Diana.
Damn right. Brett Favre showed his dick. He earned the spotlight he was given. He went in front of those cameras, proclaimed he was the best. He had that Wrangler jeans swagger. He was trying to get caught. And so he did, and he earned the scorn that he received, and now he's an old drunk living in Mississippi. Patrick Mahomes is a young, beautiful man, and we did what we always do to those people. We try to destroy them because we want what they have. Prove me wrong.
I don't think I can.
Meme me in that photo of the guy in front of the college with the folding table. Prove me wrong. You know the meme I'm talking about.
You mean Crowder?
Yeah, I do. That one meme.
Mr. Louder with Crowder?
Yeah, I do think it's a conservative meme Danny is referring to, which is, I guess...
those folks are being torn down unfairly, too.
I was going to say, you do seem angry, so... Danny, I mean... You're absolutely right. And I'm sorry that you've been under that bright light for the last few years. And it's starting to burn a little bit. I understand. You're starting to sweat. We can see the pit sweat.
I mean, I'm not, it's not me. As I said, Bengals. Rest of season.
True. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Dan Wilbur, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
Well, the thing that happened to me was I got stuck watching Thursday night football. And I don't know how you guys feel, but Thursday is when I do stuff. I have work and then there's shows or I went out. So I had to listen to it on the radio, which is actually the radio is great because it's like hearing someone read a novel about a football game just like really fast. They're like, and he caught it in the end zone and cradles it like a baby. Like there's like a lot of really fast paced, exciting sounds. I don't know if I really visualized the game very well. I was driving in a car. So mostly what I remember of this week's game was everyone was injured. We won anyway. And someone had a Trump flag on their car. That's what I remember about this week's game.
And Captain Ahab plunged his harpoon into the great beast.
Yes, it was like that. They described the colors of the uniform. It's like I think I'm going to listen to that from now on instead of watching it on TV. Fewer Jake from State Farm ads, which is what I'm always looking for.
Almost zero.
It's just a lot of actually this one was brought to you by Barbasol, which I can't imagine them paying. I don't think Barbasol has the money to get on TV, so. So you get to skip the Popeyes jingle and just hear about Barbasol, a shaving cream I only know from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
that's the only time I've seen it. And so I listened to it on the radio, and then on Sunday I had nothing to do. So that's the thing that sucked for me.
Well, there's
listening to Raiders games is the best. because the station they play it on, they play music during the day. It's old school hip hop. Sundays they play the Raiders. And then after the game, there's a man named Art LeBeau. This old guy, you know Art LeBeau? Anybody heard of Art LeBeau? Art LeBeau is this old radio DJ. I assume he's still alive and these are not pre-recorded, but he's doing like love dedications from people in prison. And you can tell the people are in prison because of what the callers say. I'd like to dedicate this next song to my baby, Derek. Can't wait to see you. I'll see you in a couple weeks, baby. It's like, why aren't you? What's that time about? Oh, I'd like to say what's up. I want to send a love dedication to my baby girl, Lucinda. Don't forget, we're getting married soon. Lucinda forgot?
You got to break up with your toilet boyfriend. I don't know if anybody's watched any prison shit lately. There's a lot of toilet dating going on.
A conjugal visit.
People, yeah. No, people literally talking through the toilet. All you need.
Oh, to others.
Yeah, you need you need a used toilet paper tube that you stick into the toilet. Once you flush it, you have a perfect communication device to the people on the lower floors.
Do you think somebody was just calling
for a couple seconds or like
no man
is it flushed
they're dating it's two people talking with a phone that they created out of the piping in the prison
wow
and, you know things get a little they get real
yeah announcing the Browns game through a toilet sounds just about right also did they describe on the radio broadcast how animated Baker Mayfield was? He seemed like should be on the field. He was jumping and high-fiving and doing like team celebrations with the guys. Like, you know, I'm sure he begged to play, but he did not like tone it down.
No, at one point they gave me a good, he caught the ball. It was in the end zone. And then he ran into a photographer. He's checking if she's okay. And I was like, oh my God. And then they moved on. And then they came back and they were like, we just want you to let you know, photographer's okay. She's okay. Like very nervous for a couple minutes, but no, it was mostly about the fact that everybody's out. Like the Chubb is out and Baker's out. And it was just, everybody's getting injured. And then we still won. So take that, America.
Case. Murder was the case. Keenum. That they Keenum.
Yes. Sure did.
Now, what are your feelings as a Browns fan? Just real quick. I know we got to move on. But what are your feelings about Baker Mayfield? Let's go in three words.
Too many ads. He's in too many ads. Give some love to the SAG employees. Employees, me, let me be in an ad, you son of a bitch.
I like that you brought this back because we have the Patrick Mahomeses and then we have the people who want to be Patrick Mahomes. Be careful what you wish for, Baker.
Yeah. I'm glad that resonated with you guys. I was worried that was just for like local Browns fans, but I think Baker's got that national advertising money and he needs it, you know? Being in the NFL as a starting quarterback, it's not enough money. Anyway.
Jamel.
I like him. He's great. He's a great football player.
He's very likable.
Is he listening to this?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Baker, I'm sorry.
He's one of our 250 subscribers.
I think we've topped 300.
Hey. Well, I know who 299 was.
Jamel, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
I hated the double standard that football provides us. I was watching the games and the new AWS Next Gen Stats ad. Someone used the term spider Y2 banana. Now, who says spider Y2 banana? The most canceled man in America, John fucking Gruden. And if I had to take my R. Kelly CD out of my 1988 Lexus, then fuck that. You don't get to say spider Y2 banana on TV no more. We don't do that.
Wow.
Honorable mention to car companies trying to advertise to women. they're, I don't know. Do they think the women are going to like these ads? Have you guys seen the Buick Enclave ad? It's a woman. The premise of this ad is it's one woman, but it's her four personalities are all together in this enclave.
Seen this.
Yeah. Terrible yeah. start. So now every woman in America is bipolar. Sick. That's how you're opening the ad. And it's just, she's just like, oh my God, that yoga class was so hard. Oh God, oh man, I hate parallel parking. Me too. And then they all say me too. What type of shit is this? Is this supposed to make women feel good and want to buy Buicks? You don't think any of them can park a car and they're all crazy. That's the premise of your Buick ad.
They're trying to advertise more to women because of how many people in the NFL are being canceled. So they need the ads to try to pull some women back, because women are not going to be able to, as much as we are going to be able to separate the art from the artist. They want the bad guys gone, and they want to bring more women in, and they want the respect that women like football, which they do. But
yeah, they do.
We need to get rid of our shit first. We need to get rid of Spider Y2 Banana. We need to make sure everybody who's punched their wife in the pregnant belly is gone. And then they can fully be a part of the enjoyment that we men have. I think that's the message. If I can speak for Buick in this moment.
Yeah. I like to see Brie Larson having fun in a car, so I'm guessing that's for men.
Yeah,
I think it is. Just thought I'd throw it out there that I don't know how any woman feels about a woman shouting "Me too" in a car commercial, but they might like it more than I'm enjoying Captain Marvel. Just really going for it, flooring the thing, whatever it is.
It is funny to have a like a bipolar woman saying "me too." I think there's also a message.
I'm saying, yo, men. I'm like, are you? Who is this? Who exactly is this ad for?
You're right.
I don't feel good.
I wish it was more like the movie Multiplicity, where one of them was real dumb. Okay, you guys remember this 1996 film?
Of course. Are you kidding? That's the show is just based on the movie.
The one woman's like, parallel parking's hard, and so is the rest of driving.
I spilled my iced coffee.
Woo.
So close to what actually happened.
Yep.
Okay. Quickly, I will let you know what I hated about football this week. I attended a professional football game this weekend. I went to Las Vegas. I saw the Raiders-Eagles game. And I was shocked by what I saw, to be honest. And I shouldn't have been, but I was. The stadium was beautiful. I should say that. It's, you know, it is cutting edge. It's got everything you'd want out of a new stadium. But the professional football experience feels frozen in time. It feels like 1993 in there. All they play are Billy Joel songs. And then it's Back in Black and Sweet Child of Mine. And it's all 55-year-old guys. I was the youngest person there by 20 years. Maybe that's true. I don't know. But it felt that way. Contrast that with the way the NFL is presenting itself, where they are trying to position themselves as this progressive league online and through their, through their media. It's just all, we want to bring everybody in. And we're doing the right things. And we're getting out the junk. But if you go to a game, that is not what's happening.
The junk is all there.
Oh, it is. I saw Darth Vader screaming every obscenity you could. There were skeletons and demons and gorillas and Raider jokers. It's just a circus, man. And I know it's close to Halloween and it's Las Vegas, but holy shit, that was and it's all older people dressing up like this. I cannot stress enough. This is all 55-year-old men.
How many old men did you see wish death upon a football player?
Oh, at least in my section, all of them. I mean, you've probably heard this when people are watching it, where the guy's about to sack the quarterback and they scream, kill him. That was kind of like the chant, just kill him, fucking snap his neck. And like, it's like they're in their own living room, but there's still no governor switch on the 55-year-old man. It's weird because my sister and I we're just silent. We have nothing to say. I'm observing a sport. I don't need to let people know my inner monologue for 3 straight hours, but everybody else does.
They got a lot of stuff to say. Yeah,
the rest of my family was yelling as well. The older members. I mean, that's just what they those people do. So there's a generational divide. I went to the Oregon UCLA game on Saturday. I don't know why I went to so much football this weekend. Not a normal thing that I do, but I did. That's all kids. I know it's a college game, but that's they're playing music from the 2010s, and they have student sections, and they have a tailgate, and it just felt like just a more lively environment.
There's an air of people who have experienced fucking in the last decade.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not taking all their aggression out on this one scream.
They don't need to threaten. They don't need to threaten somebody with impalement on their spiked shoulder pads.
I saw multiple Trump 45 Raiders jerseys, just the number 45 Trump. And I mean, it's to be expected, but also multiple was the surprising part, I guess, that there are a lot of people who decided to go ahead and make that move.
Bro, I'd be pissed if I saw somebody else in my Trump Raiders jersey.
I know. You thought you were so clever. You weren't. Everyone's doing it.
It's so funny to think that, like, you know how, like, you watch, like, the nightly news and they're always like, you know, these politicians, they forgot about the older generation. These people have something to say. And all they have to say is kill him.
Kill Jalen Hurts.
That's all they have to say.
I want him fucking dead.
And
if Biden's agenda is just kill Jalen Hurts in 2024, I think he gets rural America back.
I know. Yeah, man. I think that's why that when Trump went against football and whenever that year was, it was such a touchstone moment because it was so confusing for the people that in that age bracket. What do we do? Who do we follow at this point? It really mattered more than I understand. Now I understand a little bit more just seeing it. It's a crazy place.
It sounds like it is the alternate universe that would exist if the events of the Joker movie were real. If that had actually happened, where there was a revolution of Joker types behind a real Joker in the late 70s, that's the world we would be living in today.
Yeah, man. You just kind of forget. I haven't been to a big event like that in a long time. You forget that people just need to scream noises like a lot, and not just in cheering ways. They're getting out, they're working through some shit. And it was fascinating to watch. But also, if we would have won, would I feel differently? I don't know. It was a miserable experience. We got our asses kicked, so that part sucked.
You guys win by 20 and you're like, it was great, lovely people.
Okay, moving on. The trade deadline is coming up in the NFL. Danny and I were talking before the show just about real life trades, you know, or maybe there's some trades you want to see happen in the NFL. Maybe there's some trades that you could kind of make happen in your everyday life. Danny, do you want to tell us your trade and explain this game?
As always, I will cover up for your intro to the game by just the game is just a trade you'd like to see. Could be anything. And just to get the ball rolling on how wacky this can get, I will start us off by saying, at this point, I, Danny Solomon, am willing to trade all 10 of the Chiefs' remaining games, which means they'll shut it down rest of season, we'll tank, we forfeit, we go 3-14, blank screen when the Chiefs are supposed to be playing. I will forfeit those games. I will trade them away for 10 extra episodes of Succession.
Oh,
I'm willing to do that right now, HBO. I would much rather watch the Roys ride in helicopters and power play each other than a bunch of mediocre teams converting 3rd-and-15 screen passes on us as we flop around on our dicks, hoping for a wild card weekend ass kicking. And to be clear, by the way, I'm not doing this. I'm not a bitch. I know my bargaining position. I'm asking for 10 additional episodes to the 10 that we're getting anyway. So that means that on Sundays, I can watch a 10 a.m. Succession that premieres during the programming void that the Chiefs game would leave behind. Then at 7 p.m., there would still be my regularly scheduled Succession waiting for me.
What happens when your episode of Succession is blacked out in your city?
I get these episodes, all right? I'm getting 10 episodes. You air them when the Chiefs are playing or when they should have been playing.
There isn't one week where you're like, oh, Succession isn't on. That's a fucking infomercial for a fucking copper pan.
I guess in week 12, I believe it is. In week 12, Succession gets a bye week. So that week, we'll not get a new Succession. It'll give the writers some time to speedily put together a narrative for that next week.
Then you have to do one of those shows where like three comedians talk about the show.
It'll be a Chris Hardwick hosted talking Succession.
Commentary. Yeah, talking Succession.
Succession Night in America.
And I would be fine with Chris Collinsworth breaking down Succession rather than scolding my team for their shitty offense and defense. And look, I realize this might be a lopsided deal because the producers would have to create 10 hours of new, immaculately scripted content in less than 2 months. And all they get is to not have to watch our putrid defense give up 30 points to Daniel Jones. So if they won't accept that, then my backup trade would be a simple swap. Just give me Kendall Roy for Cliff Kingsbury. If you look up photos of these two guys, I doubt anyone would be able to tell the difference. And I'd love to see what Kendall does with the cards. He's very forward-thinking, so I'm betting maybe lots of going for it on fourth down, unexpected onside kicks, you know, the new football, the young gun stuff. So,
Danny, I have one question for you about this. So your Solomon special episodes are airing Sundays at 10 a.m. Is this canon, or is this just for you? Are these intermediate? Are these working as a bridge between shows that only you get to see, or are people going to see these down the road?
I'm glad you asked that. For me only, baby. My eyes only. I get the link. You send me the link.
Distribute
it to whoever I want. There are episodes that would occur in between the two regularly airable episodes. So it's just extra conversations, extra stuff that they're doing that takes place for only me and that I can be privy to. And that when I have conversations about Succession with people at parties, and they're like, oh, the nuance of episode 6. I'd be like, I believe you mean episode 11. You're a little behind. There was actually far more to that you didn't see. Only I saw, because I'm a brilliant GM.
Danny, well, okay, you've opened up the floor for all sorts of crazy trades. Dan, do you got something that you want?
Yeah.
What kind of trade you trying to do?
Yeah, I want to trade. I'm sure you guys haven't had a lot of Clevelanders come on and talk about it, but I'm a big fan of the choice to change the name of the baseball team in Cleveland to the Guardians, because it's a bridge I passed by every day for my entire life, because we lived downtown, and I just never even saw them, had no idea what the history was, and I feel like everybody in Cleveland feels the same way. And so as much as I'm glad that it's not the most racist logo, wasn't the most racist name, but it was the most racist logo ever.
By a long shot.
And they got rid of that first, so to their credit, they were self-aware enough that they were like, yeah, this has to go. But I have been wishing ever since they announced that they had picked something more Cleveland than that. Just so for me, I wanted to call them the Cleveland P Cars, just American Splendor, the most famous Clevelander, Harvey P Car, who hosted a show on NPR about old jazz records he had and that he picked up at garage sales. He lived a very sad life. I think he was married like 3 times. And then, you know, just something. So he's the Cleveland P-Cars, and the logo is just, you know, someone aggressively panhandling outside the West Side Market there on 25th Street. Just a lot of like, or just like a guy feeding bread to ducks, but he ran out of bread. So he's just like throwing salt at him.
Jeez.
Salt?
just just something sad because Cleveland's a weird place and it doesn't get enough credit for how weird it is. And the fact that they picked something downtown is dumb because everybody who goes to those games is from the suburbs and they don't know just how weird it is.
So is this,
we need a little more downtown vibe.
Is this you trading the Browns' name for the P-Cars?
No, I'm sorry.
Or the Guardians?
I'm sorry. This is the Guardians.
Got it.
The Cleveland. Cleveland baseball. I just wanted to bring up baseball on your NFL podcast.
Yeah. Sorry he loves baseball, Danny.
Look, let's just cut that.
The NFL.
We'll just cut that. We'll replace it with the correct football thing and ready to roll.
I'll never have any, even if the Browns go to the Super Bowl, I will still never like believe it because they left me for years in the lurch. I'll never have a good relationship with the Browns and I'm happy.
There's a great trade for a Cleveland Browns mascot is a disappeared dad. Just a dad who isn't there.
Yeah, that's the stuff. There we go. Yeah, I mean, like think that. About Cleveland. Cleveland's got Bone Thugs. You got big salt mines. Salt. I think it's from the, it's not a mine.
Bone Thugs also
over there
not,
by the river.
Not the group, not the R&B no. group. Actual thugs that steal your bones is what
yes.
you're saying.
Yeah. you know, everybody wanted the burning rivers. There's just so many things you could have done that really speak to Clevelanders. And instead we were like, I don't know,
ask while I have all you guys here, Jamel, you were first. The Washington football team stripped their name.
Yes.
Then Dan, your team went to the Guardians. Danny, we're all looking at you. What's going on with the Chiefs?
Again, not particularly aligned with the Kansas City Chiefs, but if I were, I would just say, I feel like the Chiefs are just on this side of not evil. Very, very slightly. Because without the logo, the imagery, the arrowheads and whatnot, you wouldn't even know we were necessarily talking about tribal Native American chiefs. You know, you could be talking about the chief operating officer of a company. You know, you could be talking about the chief, master chief from Halo.
Like when a dude at your bodega is like, yo, chief,
that's what he's saying.
Greeting a stranger.
Yeah. So many different types of
strangers that whose names I can't remember. Chiefs.
So, you know,
okay.
If we're willing to let Dave Chappelle do what he wants to do, I think the Chiefs are kind of right on that side of being good with history.
That's fair.
Look, Danny, yeah. I'm not trying to take it away from you. I'm saying it's a possibility. And I was just preparing you for it because it might. I don't think it's soon or maybe ever, but it's possible. Jamel. Look, you got a trade for us?
Yes, I do. I'm kind of in Dan's vibe. The sport of football could do without it. And I'm trading football entirely for the WNBA.
We knew this was coming.
You know, you knew it was. I want to see Sunday filled with below the rim, female basketball action, a bunch of rabid 58-year-old men screaming, kill Candace Parker. I want it all. And then football is just relegated. The Rams have to play in the back of the convention center. Nobody knows it's happening. In fact, you get laughed at if you know it. You watch the Rams? I guess, dude. I guess that's what people are like, ops. Football sucks. They hit too hard. Stuff like this is getting said on Twitter all the time.
ESPN.
That is what I want.
ESPN changes their segment to Come On, Woman.
Yeah. Come, chill out, girl.
Come on,
it's Randy
girl.
Moss still. Yeah. And it's still Randy Moss. Would
it's
be amazing.
Still Randy.
Come on. I'm getting drunk before a Phoenix Mercury LA Spark showdown. People grilling meats.
Impossible meats. I think.
Well,
given
yeah,
the,
you know,
the
yeah.
general.
Yeah, no, it's
lesbian
it's a plant based.
The WNBA.
More plant based.
The sapphic vibe.
But yeah.
So you want the notoriety and the attention that the NFL currently has
and the toxic shifted. Fandom. I want the toxic energy as well. I want it all. I want people to lose their mind. I want Brittany Griner blows a layup, and I want 10,000 people in her DMs like, I'm going to kill you, bitch, as opposed to just 1,000 guys. Now it's 100,000 guys. And they're like, I'm going to fucking kill you, bitch. How dare you blow this game? I love the Phoenix Mercury so much. You're a disgrace.
And she's just scrolling through it like, ah, we made it.
God damn. You know what I'm saying? Jeez, yeah. At least I'm making $100 million.
Yeah.
Hardigan.
Would be fun.
Hardigan, well, I've heard a lot about your trade, so I feel like I'm introing you.
Okay.
But I know you set this up on previous conversations, like this was going to be good.
I was just going to say, Mark Davis is the man who can bridge the gap for you because he owns the Vegas Raiders and he owns the Vegas Aces. That's the guy who you got to talk to, Jamel. But okay. Well, first, you know, can we trade the Colt for the Colts QB? Can we get him on the Eagles? Kind of like the way he's playing. But no, that's not what I want to do.
Ouch.
Danny, I have a trade that's going to shake up the way we do business here in America.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm really going to need to see where you guys land on this. But what I want to do, I want to trade ranch for ketchup.
Oh.
Ketchup is the dominant condiment in America. It's available everywhere. I went to multiple stadiums this past weekend. It's in fucking 50-gallon jugs that will pump when you want it. It's everywhere. But I think that ranch deserves the number one spot. I want ketchup demoted and relegated to a background paste that most places just don't have when you want it. They're like, sorry, we don't carry ketchup. Ranch needs to be what ketchup is now. And it's more American. It's distinctly American.
It's the only American thing.
It's the only American sauce we have. And I know it's on the rise and it's been doing well, but I think it deserves number one spot. Ketchup is just, it's had it too good for too long. Let's give it back to where it came from. Send it home. I don't need it. I don't want it.
It's weird. You don't even know where ketchup is from, but you know Ranch Hidden Valley.
Right here.
You know its whole backstory.
Right around the corner. And
absolutely.
Ketchup, you're like, go back to where you came from, wherever that is.
Pittsburgh, right? Isn't that where ketchup is from?
I guess.
I'm just saying, I was at two stadiums this past weekend. No ranch.
The problem is
no ranch availability.
Heinz has the monopoly in the stadiums, and Heinz does do ranch, but it's bad. Heinz ranch ass.
This, you know, I agree that this would change the landscape, especially for us weak-stomached Americans who deal with acid reflux.
Thank you.
Ranch is your solution. It's your condiment. You can't have red shit. You can't have acidic tomatoes. Ranch. I can never find, or honey mustard. You didn't really say honey mustard.
I'm
willing to go with that.
Ranch might be a white guy thing. I didn't want to make it racial, but I'm glad you mentioned honey mustard. My alternate sauce is honey mustard.
Is honey mustard as much a black thing as ranch is a white thing?
I'm not sure. I think Sprite might be more ours than honey mustard, but Sprite is definitely us.
Is that pre-LeBron or did LeBron bring?
Oh, dude, that's from 92. Because they in 92,
Penny.
They hired a bunch of rappers to do Sprite ads.
Right. And didn't Little Penny do Sprite?
Yeah, it's been like, yeah, see, Little Penny, the Gravediggers, who else?
I think this is because ranch has had a bad PR team. In the 90s, they were trying to get us to put it on salads. Mm. Ranch is not a salad dressing. They lied to you for years.
It is. Yeah. It is if you go to Cleveland or Kansas City.
That's true.
Yeah, it is.
I guess I haven't been to a Denny's in a while. So,
do you know what a Pittsburgh salad is? It's got fries and steak on it, and ranch. Like those are the requirements. You don't even have to have lettuce in it.
Yeah,
just have steak and fries.
There is no salad that exists between the coasts that doesn't include both ranch and ham cubes.
Them damn ham cubes.
Okay, hey, Jamel, I'll give you that ranch might be a white guy thing, but are all of us on the same page that we don't need ketchup as much?
Yes.
I just don't need it.
It's definitely overrated. It doesn't have the range. Like, ketchup on an onion ring? Shit, it make you want to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put a little buffalo sauce into a ranch, into like a little cup of ranch, and you've got a versatile condiment for every occasion.
Heaven in a cup.
Yeah, I don't want to praise. I don't want to praise Heinz, but have you ever had like when a restaurant has homemade ketchup and it's just complete? It's like, ugh.
Well, no one wants what tomato are you doing? And sugar.
No one wants this. Yeah. Don't they make this yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to put truffle oil in the ketchup.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good. Throw it off. If it's versus and, like something like mac and cheese, and you're like, yeah, you can't fuck up mac and cheese, but something about ketchup, you can really fuck it up, and you're like, I don't even want this.
And Jamel mentioned this too. He said Heinz, which obviously owns the condiment corner, does make a ranch, but I think they intentionally make it bad so that their Heinz people try the ranch and they're like, I don't even like this. It's bad ranch. They have terrible ranch.
That makes a ton of sense,
they're,
actually.
They're just trying to get rid of all the tomatoes they bought in 1985. There's such a surplus that they're they're building other products and marketing them just so they can distract people from that altogether and get them back onto ketchup.
No, that makes sense to me.
Okay. Thanks for humoring that. Dan, any place, anything you want to plug, anywhere we can find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitter. It's at Dan Wilbur. And I now have, I have a book out you can get. It's called Never Flirt with Puppy Killers.
Hey.
It's making fun of other books. And that's pretty much, that's, you know, I'm on TikTok too, but I'd rather not anyone found me there.
Yo, when did all the old people get on TikTok? Everybody I know who's old.
I'm having a couple good ones. I'm having a moment with the kids. Me and the kids.
All right now.
Well, TikTok about our show, please.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
The kids on TikTok were over each other and was like, let's get some old people in here.
I'm 34. I'm not
you know.
Not on death's door here.
Oh, man. You got that for real?
But you're 50 in comedy years.
Of course. That happened 5 years in. And I read books, so that's an old guy. I might as well be fucking 80. Anyway.
Anyways.
Check out that TikTok. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Wilbur, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, guys.
NFL Sports Talk Football.
Hey, folks. Here's something that's not going to disappoint like our teams do. It's our new sponsor, and you guys are gonna love it. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your teams win, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000 plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams like the Bengals and the Titans, and I guess the Raiders for Dan Hartigan now. Visit www.simbull.com to create a free account, and when you deposit, make sure to use the promo code SD, that's S my D, to make sure your deposit is risk-free. Visit https://symbol.com and use the promo code S as in Sam, D as in Dick, and your deposit will be risk-free. That means even if you lose money, Symbol will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Like, what the fuck were you thinking betting on the Jets? Join Symbol, start investing and profiting from your favorite teams. And hey, while we're talking, Spotify Green Room, remember that shit? It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to me, talk to other fans, talk to athletes, insiders, all in real time. Get in on the conversation that you listen to here every day. Share your own experience, share your own takes, and it's your chance to be featured on our podcast, Sorry We Love Football. Download the free Spotify Green Room app in the iOS App Store. Create your profile, link your fucking Twitter, join the fucking SWLF group, and follow me at Danny Solomon with two N's to be notified when my room goes live. You know I love those gems, so join me. We're going live on Spotify Green Room Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific. Remember that, Spotify Green Room. Hey guys, we're talking about trades. That reminds me of our new sponsor, Symbol. It's the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on Symbol. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn a cash win payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. That's right, folks. More gambling. Use promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free, just like the real stock market. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, Symbol will refund your initial deposit. No questions asked. How about that shit? SD, Symbol, our new sponsor. We love it. And also, we haven't lost any bit of love for Spotify Green Room. It's still the first in the world live audio-only sports talk platform. You know about how it's free to download. You know about how you can talk to me, Jamel, Dan, other insiders, other athletes, like we're athletes. And it's perfect for watch parties, debates. You can post-game breakdown. You can react to the breaking news like you're fucking Adam Schefter. Or share your own personal experiences with football teams on the app. Tell us how the Cleveland Browns have affected your life. And folks, it's free. So start in ongoing conversations with us. We'll watch games. We'll react to the biggest news, the rumors, the games, the takes, the hot takes, the mild takes, whatever level of spice you like your takes. You can talk with us. You can talk with other fans. You can join in on conversations with us in our room, the Sorry We Love Football Spotify Green Room, room Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Come through, talk with us live. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app in the iOS App Store, create your profile, link your fucking Twitter, join the SWLF group, and then we're talking. You follow me, at Danny Solomon with two N's. You follow Jamel, I forget his handle, or Dan, also forgot his. When our room goes live, which, as I need to remind you, every single week, is Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific. Get at us with your spiciest takes.
Sounds picante.
Moi. Hey, it's week 8. We're kind of at the halfway point, even though no one knows what the halfway point is anymore.
It's week 8.5.
All right, week 8.5. We'll just call it that. Danny got to see a secret week. The producers made his own episode. The Ravens and the Raiders are on bye week. Any words about these two teams?
I hate that the Raiders were motivated by their, foul bigot of a coach.
Stop hate. End racism.
The Raiders just make me think about the fact that an athlete can be motivated by anything.
They were sure motivated on Sunday.
Aaron Hernandez kills a man. Aaron Hernandez kills a man, and the Patriots are like, you know what? We're going to do this for us. Like, no, you guys should be fucking sad. You were working with a fucking murderer killer. Why are you better now?
I don't like it either. And if that happens to be the AFC Championship game, I will kill myself live on Spotify Green Room.
Let's go. Free head.
Hey, the Ravens got their fucking doors blown off, too. A lot of blowouts this last week. Somehow the Bengals went into Baltimore and just smacked them.
Hey, you called that game, Dan.
That was one of the games I did call. I didn't quite win the week. Jamel, hey,
who won the week?
Jamel ran away with the week. Jamel went 11-2. There were 3 bye weeks, only 13 total games. Nicely done, Jamel. I had went 9-4. Danny went 8-5.
Yeah.
Jamel has spud ahead. Jamel is in the lead.
Back in the hunt.
Taking the shrimp like right out of my mouth.
Yeah, give it here.
Jamel, nicely done. 69-39. Danny's at 67-37. I'm at 64-43.
Soyla 69 is me.
Yeah, dog. I think we have an episode name.
Wow.
Soyla 69. Hey, Thursday night football. Packers at Cardinals. Really good game. Cardinals are undefeated. The Packers' whole receiving corps is on the COVID list. We don't know if they're going to play. My sister is going to this game. How did she go to the Vegas game and this game?
What football game has your sister not been at?
I don't know.
Don't let Aaron Rodgers cough on her.
Yeah. Your sister went to a Bishop Sycamore game.
Jeez, yeah, may as well have, man. How are we feeling about this game?
I mean, it seems like it's a big one, but you know, the Packers' whole team being out kind of fucks with it. But I mean, I like the Packers here. Why not?
Ouch. That's not going to happen. I just don't see it without Devontae Adams when all the Cardinals are hot and ready to go. And they've got some of that Texans anger. They couldn't quite take it out on the Texans. It was a little bit of a boring game. I feel like Watt and Hopkins are going to be still a little – they're going to need some satisfaction. They're going to take it out on a pretty shitty Panthers – or a Packers defense and a banged up, coveted out Packers offense. Cards.
Yeah, I think I got to go with the Cardinals as well. They're playing at home. They're hot. They haven't lost yet. If the Packers were at full strength, I might say that was the team.
Consider this a gift. I'm giving you guys one back.
Thank you.
Because you're my friends.
Okay, let's go to the Sunday games. We're going Bengals at Jets. Ooh. Joe Burrow. What was Biden's slogan? Something about Joe?
Go Joe.
Go Joe.
Don't come here.
Don't come here. Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah.
Stay in your basement or wherever the hell. Hey, Joe Burrow, nothing like Joe Biden. Joe Burrow's awesome, guys. And I believed in him, and he got me a victory. So I'm calling him again. Give me the Bengals.
Yeah, can't believe Joe Flacco's still alive. Bengals.
Ooh, Bengals. Joe Flacco has been traded to the Jets. Hilarity ensues. You couldn't have two stupider franchises interacting. You gotta love it.
But you're given that my Bengals are actually a pretty solid team defensively as well. So I figure Joe Flacco fresh off the bench, something to prove, which makes him somehow worse as a player. Bengals by 30.
I like it.
Yeah. Joe on Joe crime right there. Titans at Colts. A resurgent Colts team with a resurgent Carson Wentz. There are whispers of comeback player of the year. It's disgusting.
The Titans didn't
allow a touchdown to the Chiefs. I don't know how that's even possible. Their defense is not that good. But this is a good game. This is going to be a close-ass game.
A classic AFC South showdown.
Yep.
Where have I seen this movie before?
Can we call this Carson Wentz's Second Reich? Since he is back with Frank Reich for a second time.
Oh, I love it. This is so good, Danny. Don't let him have a third time. Don't let him have a third chance, please.
He'll be a Colt till he dies. That said, I don't believe he's going to win this game. I think Colts are going to focus on Derrick Henry because they're good at stopping the run. But we got a little man named A.J. Brown who happens to be on both my fantasy teams, and he's back.
Julio being back, too. Wow. It really mattered. Yeah. Turns out Julio Jones matters when he plays.
Mr. 2 this for 34 yards.
I do like the Colts defense. Colts linebackers specifically.
Yeah.
They got some freaks in the middle of that defense, which is how else you're going to stop Derrick Henry. I can't. This game, goddamn. I need to just jump off a roof. I can't call it because I also love Jonathan Taylor.
But I'll tell you what I'm saying. I'm saying Colts. Mm. I've seen enough. The Titans are inconsistent. I know they have two huge wins against the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, I don't know if any other team has two more quality victories than that, even though the Chiefs, we don't know what that means anymore.
Terrible.
But damn, I love the way the Colts are playing. It's crazy, but I'm picking the Colts. At home, this is like they need this game to stay alive in this division. So give me the Colts.
Team Titans, just because I hate agreeing with Dan.
You gotta love it. Next up, we got Rams at Texans.
Rams.
Yep.
Guys, is there any Texans intrigue? What's going on with that team? Do we care? There's nothing to say, right?
Rams? What?
Just as long as they have Deshaun Watson locked in a fucking tank.
Seems like nobody can see him this week. There's a lot of teams sniffing around. Feeling around. You know what I mean?
Why wouldn't the Jets just do it, man? The Jets just do it.
Jeez, man. The Jets just traded for Joe Flacco. They're not doing it.
Rams.
New York is a great city to be problematic, we're picking the Rams.
We're picking the Rams. Okay, Steelers at Browns, the Myles Garrett revenge game. Every single year you get it twice. Mason Rudolph just staring at him from across the field. I loved Mike Tomlin's press conference from this week. He shot down the rumors that he might take the USC job. It was incredible. You know, the Steelers kind of back a little bit. They're not dead at all. And the Browns have Case Keenum playing.
Case is good. Case can play.
Case is okay.
Case is good with Stefanski. That team was the – remember when Case was good that one season with the Vikings? This is that. This is it. Case is in his element. Ben Roethlisberger is terrified that he has to finish out an entire season of football.
Dying in front of the nation, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
I mean, Myles Garrett, he may not be able to beat up on Mason Rudolph, but he'll take out whatever anger he has left residually from that night on a just immobile Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Ben is just slowly rotting before our eyes. It's kind of crazy to watch. I'm picking the Steelers in this game, not because of Ben. I really like their defense, and they get to Case Keenum to feast on. I know you like Case, but this is Steelers.
Steelers have a great pass rush. They don't run defend all that well, and that is what
that's
the
a problem
do.
In Brown Town. But you know what? I've been picking the Browns so often, and they have burned me multiple times. I'm going with the Steel Yurtin.
And Danny, you're going Browns.
Browns, baby. I love it. I love being on an island on these picks. That's what gets you back in the game.
It's true. It's true. Here's an island. It's in Detroit. It's called Eagles at Lions. Oh, God. The Eagles have to go into the 0-7 buzzsaw that is the Lions, who know how to play about 55 minutes of football, and then they just forget what they're doing. And it's great. The Eagles are going to lose this game. It's going to be great. I'm picking the Lions.
I'm picking the Eagles.
It's interesting.
Pick the fucking Eagles.
It's
enjoy
not
that.
A good idea. You I guys want to all just let's just all just pick the Lions and just agree to pick the Lions. What? So how about that?
No. Say what you're going to say.
Is that Jamel picking the Lions? Because I will pick the Eagles. I'm ready to be on that island too, if there is an island to be had, because I believe in the Eagles for the very reason that the Lions have not won a game. The Eagles have won two. That makes you guys two games better than the Lions. And if you just want to measure quarterbacks, Goff, Hurts, nobody's worse than Goff.
I think everybody, you know, the Lions, I'm sure the team, they must have felt bad for him. He had to go back to L.A. and lose in front of all his friends and family.
That's demoralizing. That's some Garden State shit.
Exactly. So it's like they might rally around this guy. They're going to win one game this year.
They have plenty of games to be able to win.
I picked the Lions four times already this year. Lions.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Give me those Eagles.
Who cares?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Losers. No, they're going to win.
Oh, God. Okay. We get to do Niners at Bears.
Oh, my.
Jimmy G just played a terrible game in the rain, and they're sticking with him. That's our guy. Why the fuck did you trade your whole future for a quarterback if this is the dude you're going to stick with when he's playing this bad? I don't understand.
Well, clearly Trey Lance isn't ready.
Whatever, man. He's not ready. I get it. Just play him anyway. This is fun. I would love to see Trey Lance versus Justin Fields, but
you
they're
can't
gonna deny
play a
us
guy.
That pleasure.
Well, yeah, this is the one game because Justin Fields also not ready. So it's like you could play him this week. You could.
I mean,
I'm taking the Niners here, just for record. You could just write Niners.
Wow.
You could just write 49ers on that paper for me. Yeah, you could.
I'm glad I let you keep talking because I'm picking the Bears. And if you want to be into the Niners for their running game, I understand that. But the one thing the Bears do well is play defense. And I don't know if the Niners have a great defense, but it's...
Their defense is okay.
If it's just okay, Justin Fields has his first good game. If they're terrible, it's a fun defensive struggle that the Bears win 7-6.
It's possible the Colts are just good and the Niners played pretty well and they just didn't win.
Exactly.
It's possible. So I'm picking the Niners. Yeah.
The Ninos. Give me the Ninos.
Okay, we got Danny going against the grain a few times.
I mean, the shit is about to get shook up.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Panthers at Falcons. The Panthers are free falling. I love it. It's amazing. Sam Darnold sucks.
It is what you've always been.
Yeah. I'm just going to pick against them. Don't even need to look at who they're playing. Oh, they're playing the Falcons? Great. Give me the Falcons.
Falcons are playing well. I like the Falcons. Yeah. I like Cordero Patterson. And it hasn't let up since I picked him as my quarter season MVP. He's still going strong. He's a thing. I love it. And, you know, you got Kyle Pitts. You got real players. And meanwhile, in Carolina, the coach hates his quarterback and does not trust him to throw one single pass. It's really funny. So give me them Falcons.
Yeah, I'm picking the Falcons too. I don't trust the Falcons in this game, to be quite honest. This is a perfect chance for the Panthers defense to stand up and just make everything we've seen stand on its head. But yeah, I'm going Falcons. Falcons, I'm in.
Yeah, I don't trust the Falcons either, but you got to do it. Okay,
you got it.
Last early game. Hey, these are all Halloween games, by the way, guys. We didn't mention that. Ooh. This is a Halloween Sunday slate of games. Danny's team gets to avoid that. So that's fun, I guess.
The terror will continue for another day.
Dia de los Muertos, I believe, is November 1st.
Yeah, the Muerto of our season.
Dolphins at Bills. Let's just say Bills across the board.
Yep.
Why would we talk about the Dolphins? Why would we talk about that Tua played okay? It doesn't matter. The Bills are going to win that game. Okay. Patriots at Chargers. You're going to have every human from the Boston area at SoFi Stadium this weekend. So yeah, avoid that, the region.
All my guys from Emerson, this is your chance. This is your night.
Just avoid SoFi Stadium and the surrounding areas if you don't want to deal with mass holes.
I mean, this is the Hunter Henry revenge game. But I'm taking the Bitolts. Gotta say Bitolts. Bitolts. You know, it should be a good one. Hey, Mac Jones.
He's still with us. Were on a bye this last week, and I saw Justin Herbert at the Oregon game. He was on the sideline. People were screaming his name. They wanted to get his attention. The duck was hanging out with him. They were high-fiving, dancing and shit. I like how loose he is. The guy is enjoying his shine. And I'm going to go Bolts. But the Patriots did just put up 54 points, so they're not slouchy.
It's an interesting game because the Patriots are running the ball better, and the Chargers are actually really bad at defending the run as well as some of these other teams. They're not. People love to think that the Chargers defense is great, but they're not. And that could be an issue, blah, 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 blah. I don't like Bill Belichick, so I'm picking the Chargers. And I also think that Mike Williams is the guy that Belichick tries to take out in this game, which makes me really fucking mad because I'm starting him in fantasy. But I know Bill knows he's not going to go after Keenan Allen. He's going to let him dump it off to Eckler and Keenan Allen, but he's not going to give up the big Williams. I fucking hate that guy.
Another 1 p.m. game. Jags at Seahawks. Geno Smith versus Urban Meyer. The matchup America deserves. Yuck. Give me the nasty Jags, I think.
Yes.
Wow.
Jesus, man. Uh-huh. God.
Where really is this game?
It's in Seattle.
Oh God, I gotta go Seahawks here.
Have no choice. Geno Smith though, Jamel.
Have you seen the 12th man? Huh?
I hope that 12th man can play quarterback because Geno can't.
They're gonna let the whole stadium play quarterback.
Yeah, I just really think the Jags are coming up, and the Seahawks also. It's a big theme with my picks: giving up big plays in the run game. And my man James Robinson going to slice and dice him, and then Trevor Lawrence is going to put the finishing touch with his beautiful silky locks. And we're all gonna pine for the days of Russell Wilson, which
look,
will never
man,
come.
Sierra is gonna come talk to the team before their last walkthrough, so probably like Thursday night. She's gonna come by. She's gonna perform 1-2 step for the Seahawks, and they're gonna win. They're gonna be charged up, Hawks.
What do we have left? We have team at Broncos.
Ooh, big one. How much does Jamel hate the Washington football
team? What is this team? I don't know what the fuck they are. I know what the Eagles are. They're trash. I know what the Giants are.
They're not good.
I know. I agree.
We do not have the personnel. Linebackers, trash. DBs, not available. Running back, hurt. Quarterback, racist.
Give me the team. You just said the quarterback's racist. They're going to win.
Yeah, I agree. Denver, great city to be racist in. Give me the football team.
Oh, baby. I'm loving this. Put me on Denver Island. Mile High Island.
Are you going to go up 10? Are you going to go?
It's possible.
I think some of this will even out. I'm really second-guessing my Bears pick, but that said, I'm going to get that. I'm fine with keeping it because I'm getting this one back. The Broncos will win because there's nothing the team does well.
No, there's not.
Nope. Not a single thing.
They're really bad. Hey, can I interest you in the words that every girl wants to hear? Jameis Winston revenge game. Bucks at Saints.
Ooh, it's going to be a spooky Sunday.
Yes, it is. Bucks at Saints. Guess what I'm saying? Saints.
Wow, bugging Bucks.
Because I'm going spooky.
You
I'm
love to be wrong.
I thank you for hosting this show, Dan. The Bucks are winning this game.
Tom Brady is going to shove some fat crab legs down Jameis's gullet.
Show is. That he stole.
and got away with because he's a cool, he's a handsome white man.
He walked out of the grocery store with him in his hands like this. Like the fucking UNICEF logo.
I like the Saints in this game.
It's in New Orleans.
They couldn't play worse than they just played on Monday Night Football. Quick turnaround time. Jameis Winston revenge.
I'm willing to make a side bet that they do play worse than they played on Monday Night Football.
All right, we'll talk about that. Sunday Night Football. Cowboys at Vikings. If you thought Halloween was scary before, Kirk Cousins in primetime, baby. Look at that stat line. He's, I think, 1-11 or some shit like that. He did get the one win, I think, recently, but he was over.
Most of those were with the football team, which isn't all his fault. Organizational issues there.
He was 0-9, and last year he won one, so he's 1-9 now.
Precisely.
Both these teams are capable of a shootout game. I don't know if it will be a shootout because every time this season you think two teams are just going to go bombs away on each other, they don't for some reason. It's very irritating. But I think the Cowboys are the clear and obvious better team.
Right? Coming off their bye.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're right. It's the boys. The boys are hot. They don't blow games anymore. They don't let Zeke shoot them in the foot anymore. They're good and it sucks. And I'm picking the Cowboys again.
I'm picking the Vikings.
Dan is giving up.
Because I hate the Cowboys. I will never.
You just can't. I got you.
Unless they're playing the Jets or some shit. But okay. Monday Night Football. Arrowhead Stadium. Giants at Chiefs. Danny, is there a chance that this team gets some boos early on?
I think everybody's kind of settled into an ennui about the team that we realize not only are we not a Super Bowl team, we might not be a playoff team either, and that it's going to be a long road back to where we were and that we may never get there. And that's very depressing. But in Kansas City, I think we're happy with the one Super Bowl. you know, that's the spirit of the Midwest, is be happy with the small things the Lord gives you.
Weren't two dudes scrapping in the stadium last week?
People were didn't
a Chiefs fan knock another Chiefs fan out?
Yeah. We're past rock bottom. That was rock bottom. Titans game was just us sitting at the rock bottom and just kind of hanging out there, having a sandwich, resting up for the slow climb to slightly sitting above on the rock bottom.
Sitting on the rock of the bay, that hit song.
That said, I'm picking the Chiefs. I swore as I was watching us stink up the joint in Tennessee that whoever we played that following week, I was going to bet against the Chiefs. But it's the Giants, and
you can't.
They are worse than us. We're beating up on the shitty NFC East teams, and that's what we get this season, is that small consolation prize.
Here's my question. Do I play Matt Ryan or Danny Dimes?
Danny Dimes is not good. Matt Ryan is good, but you're right, against the fucking Panthers. Wow.
It's a fucked up. Here's what happens. Here's what happens when you put Danny Dimes on your bench. Whatever quarterback you've decided to play over him comes out hot. But then somewhere around you're looking at the scores, the guy you started has about 10 points. In the third, you're like, hey, one more touchdown, I'd be feeling good. And then they get it. And then you look down at your bench. Danny Jones has 5 points. Halfway through the third quarter, you're like, man, this guy sucks. Next thing you know, your boy, whoever you're playing, just threw 2 picks. Daniel Jones has ran for 70 yards somehow. Mm-hmm. And he always ends up with a tenth of a point more than whoever I play instead of him.
It's disgusting that that's your options, Matt Ryan and Daniel Jones.
I waited too long to draft a quarterback, and I was fucking – I just didn't know what to do.
I say Daniel Jones, actually. Now that you've set it up that way, I see Danny Dimes running on us Lamar style for over 100 yards and a tud.
Ooh.
And probably throwing one or two to try to keep up in the fourth quarter with
but
our
the problem is,
resurgent.
This is, this is a perfect Chiefs get right game. It's the NFC East. They're not good.
Yeah.
These aren't good football teams that they're playing. Should win. This is one of those games that, you know, the defense tricks themselves into, like, being prepared for. They're like, yeah, no, we're going to get it right this week. No, you're playing the Giants, bitch. You're not getting anything right. They're just the Giants.
So are you picking the Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm picking the Chiefs.
Okay, let's move into this week's mailbag.
You got mail.
Every week, envelopes, packages, emails get sent to Sorry We Love Football headquarters, and we try to read only 3 of them a week. So sorry we don't get to more. Danny, do you have a letter?
Yeah, you know, I was really planning on picking one from the top of the bag this time, but my fingers just keep digging. They just can't stop digging. And now we're at the bottom, and I've grabbed this letter. It is from, oh boy, you're just talking about him. Speak of the devil, Deshaun Watson.
Hi.
Here we go. Hey guys, love the show. I've had a lot of time recently to listen, and I've been laughing along to all your jokes about me. But that's all going to change soon, because I'm coming back. The trade rumors are heating up, and it looks like I'm going to have my choice of teams. There's so much interest in me, I have no idea where I'm going to end up. But I plan to do what I always do, which is lie back and relax. I mean, really relax. All I can do is just dangle myself out there and let others handle me. Anyone who wants to reach out and try to grab me is more than welcome. In fact, the more the merrier. I'm hanging out, towel over my face, free in the breeze, hoping the right team understands what I want them to do. My agent says I'll be finished off before the trade deadline, so look out, NFL, and watch your eyes.
Because I'm coming.
Because I'm coming,
finished
baby.
Off.
Ah, oh, Deshaun.
God damn it. You can't say finished off.
He's coming back. Podcast, he's going to be in our lives very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Can't wait to see him in Ashburn, Virginia.
And we're going to have to see Al Michaels grapple with what to do about that.
Oh, fuck Al Michaels. I can't wait to see the either of you who gets him grapple with it, because one of you two.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that, but hey, keep listening to the show. Keep laughing at the jokes. Thanks, Deshaun. I got a piece of mail here. It is, this is from the Headless Horseman. It reads, "Hey guys, big fan of the show. I know everyone's getting real excited about Halloween, but I wanted to write in and let people know that I actually have a lot of history with the game of football. In fact, little known fact, I invented the forward pass. It's common knowledge that I have a great arm, but did you know I was throwing footballs well before I ever started throwing pumpkins? The whole reason that happened was actually some bullshit. They wouldn't let me play because I didn't have a head. I got blackballed before cap because of that snitch and traitor Ichabod Crane. You know what? I'm getting a little riled up and I need to stop. So anyway, fuck Sleepy Hollow, fuck Ichabod Crane, and fuck Roger Goodell. Have a happy Halloween, everybody. The Headless Horseman."
This has been a very literary show.
You get an author on the show, you got to go for it.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you would think football, you know, you think not having a head
might be good?
Might be good.
Yeah.
I mean, no head injuries?
Yeah, no CTE.
No targeting? I think he was right around the time football got invented, too. So he's up there in upstate New York. Yeah, I didn't know. He's a ghost, so I guess it's possible he's still around. But Jamel, do you have a letter?
You know what? I actually have a letter from Sleepy Hollow, New York as well. This comes to us from Ichabod Crane himself.
Oh, no.
"Hey, guys. Hey, y'all. Huge fan of the show. Been listening since day one. And I just wanted to write in because I had a feeling that fucking coward, the Headless Horseman, was going to write in before me. And let me clear up a few things. We all started football together. And we wanted the Headless Horseman on our football team, but he fucking sucked. He came to tryouts. He wouldn't get off his horse. He wouldn't wear pads with the rest of us. He kept on his dumbass cape. Thought him not having a head would be great. Can't get a concussion, but he was still afraid. He tried to go on the field with a pumpkin. We told him our helmets are orange, dude. You don't need a pump. Just pretend that's a pumpkin. He was throwing people in the river. This shit is ridiculous. Don't ever have the Headless Horseman on your football team if you want to win. Signing off, Ichabod Crane."
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't realize that was kind of the source of their tension.
Yeah, it came from JV football tryouts.
Hey, final thoughts. It's Halloween weekend. This is my favorite. Personally, this is my favorite holiday. I really enjoy it. Has nothing to do with religion or family. It's just all about getting creative and feeling spooky, watching horror movies, and getting, you know, watching the weather change, watching the trees die, and the realm between the living and the spirit world is at its most thin. So if you want to reach out and touch a ghost, now's the weekend.
Or just touch your wife when she's looking hot, dressed like Wednesday Addams.
There you go.
There you go. There it is.
Danny, final thoughts.
Yeah, I guess I just saw an article. Sorry, my bad if the automatic sound that plays when I look at a football article popped up just a second ago, but it was an update about Deshaun Watson, which I guess we can just throw out. They agreed, Miami agreed to compensation, but apparently they will not do the deal until all of his legal issues are resolved. That just seems dumb. I think that's dumb. How do you think
they're never going to be resolved? Yeah, it's not going to stop.
It's idiotic and smacks of hubris, and Miami is a stupid place. So you guys are really in the running now.
Unless they break out the settlement money. Go ahead and settle up and then make the trade. Miami, if you're serious about Deshaun Watson, money talks.
Unless these women wouldn't mind draft picks as compensation. Maybe that's what Miami thinks. stupid.
Excuse me, as the 20th masseuse we're paying, we actually ran out of cash, but here's a sixth round pick in the 2023 draft. He'll do whatever you want and only what you want.
Yeah.
Mm. Jamel, final thoughts?
My final thought is take it easy on your friends who aren't good at costumes. I understand we're in L.A. This is the costume capital. Motherfuckers went to college for costuming. I get it. But everybody doesn't have that acumen. Some people just want to be your friend and drink a beer with you. Hopefully that's enough.
All right. Sorry this was a 2-hour show, people. Halloween. Let's call it a spooktacular.
It's spooktabulous.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I said spooktabulous. My bad.